Okay, today is Friday, November 17th, 2006. It's approximately, what time you got there?
I have 10:53 in the morning.
10:53 a.m. And I'm speaking to... here at the apartments are the what?
Cedar Glen.
Cedar Glen? Okay. I was in here the other day and and we spoke about an Adrian Canley. Did you know Mr. Canley?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how did you know?
He was a return resident and used to live here before, moved out.
Uh-huh.
And came back to live here before the year was up.
Okay, so when do you remember when he first moved in? No?
I was trying to look that up the other day. Because I don't remember what, he used to live on this side.
Uh-huh.
And then he ended. So I can't remember the apartment
number. Now he lived here with his the mother of his child. And he left at some point. And then.
No, they lived here when I started working here, which was September of 2003. They lived here on that side.
Okay.
They ended up moving out. And then we had and if they wanted to move back in for before the year is up, we don't do a credit check unless it was really bad or borderline. So they came back and they went to a apartment.
We're here together in one apartment, left, came back together. Where they went? Okay. So Mr. Canry didn't have, did he have a okay, so the people that are in there now, as far as you know,
they don't
have no connection with yeah. Mr. Canley at all. Okay. Well, yeah, that's what's going on over there. Probably can't get hold of him.
Right.
About how much time did he, both times he lived here with his girlfriend or wife?
Mm-hmm.
You know if they were married?
I'm not sure because her last name
is
never
it?
Changed,
yeah.
So I'm not sure.
You know how long the both times they lived here basically were? I mean, overall, was it like a year? Was it 2 years? Was it, doesn't have to be exact.
I don't think it was a year
that
they were here.
Okay.
It was 10 months the second time around.
10 months?
They moved out on 10/12/05.
Okay. That's the last time they were here?
Yes.
Okay. How many children did they have?
One.
Just one child? Okay. When they were living here, was there any problems that you encountered with them or Mr. Canley or the police ever called over there that you knew of or anything like that?
No, the only, not anything to do with the police department. The
mm-hmm.
only thing we ever had problems with was they were kind of late on their rent, so
mm-hmm.
we had to give them like a 3-day notice to pay rent.
Okay.
Or quit. So that was like the only thing
that
never had problems.
And I remember when I was here the other day, I talked. She mentioned that you'd known him and never had any problems with Mr. Canley before. So he was polite to you.
He was always polite to me, even when because we have to post the 3-day notices
mm-hmm.
on our doors and mail one. So I was going to go do that, and he was walking at the parking lot. He was going somewhere. With his little girl,
mm-hmm.
and I saw him, and I said, oh, I'm going to put these on your door. He was showing me a trip, and he said, okay, so that was it.
Mm-hmm.
He was never, I mean, even when people get upset when they get 3 days, so.
Nothing like that?
Never.
Okay. How much contact did you have with him when he was here? Just casual and passing, pay the rent, that type of thing?
That's it.
Okay. Is there anything else you can add about Mr. Canley?
No, I would always see him, I would see his truck parked by his apartment. I don't know if that's when he started moving his stuff out
uh-huh.
before they actually gave us notice.
Okay.
He was always there. And he would always say hello, and
uh-huh.
I never had problems with him unless I was in a confrontation with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was very polite all the time. I thought he was very shy.
Mm-hmm.
So, No problem.
Did you ever notice if he was under the influence of any drugs or alcohol, or did you, any, ever exhibit any mental type issues, like, nothing that you saw?
No.
Okay. You ever see any of his friends over here or anything?
Never.
Anything else you can add, Sonia?
I didn't really know him that well.
Okay. I think that'll do it then. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're shut.